This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. I can't believe it's nearly a month ago since she was in the studio last. Hannah Kemp Welsh joins us. Very good afternoon, Hannah.
Hi, thanks for having me, Neil.
Ah, it's lovely to see you. Looking less tense and stressed than you were last time, because it was all a bit busy, wasn't it? World Radio Day, open house radio.
It was. I was here for 11 hours last time I was here.
And that was a bit of an experiment for us, a definite experiment for you. But talk us back over what it is you do and where the idea came from.
Yeah, I'm the open house artist in residence at Kettle's Yard. And over the course of a year, I've been making sound art with communities in North Cambridge. And so for World Radio Day on the 13th of February, we came here to Cambridge 105 Radio and spent the day playing some of the sound works that we'd made together.
And you'd taken something, you even had Jim Ead, the founder of Kettle's Yard, you'd taken some of the old recordings of him and you'd cut those down. And you'd really sort of worked to create, they weren't just the sort of standard interview, the sort of radio fodder that we would churn out. They were works of art in their own way, weren't they?
Well, I think so. I love making audio collages. I'm really fascinated by the different textures of people's voices and the way that they use language to express ideas that they're passionate about. So that's what I've been trying to do.
And you had good feedback from World Radio Day?
Yes, I had some very nice texts and tweets, so thank you very much.
That's excellent. All right, but I mean, that wasn't the end of the story, was it? Because you're in at Kettle's Yard for a while and it's still ongoing. So what's coming up now?
So today we're going to be installing an exhibition, but not an exhibition of visual art, but of audio art. So today I'm going to be at Kettle's Yard putting all the different sounds in old radio suitcases. And this exhibition is going to open on Friday and go on until the 22nd of April. And not just at Kettle's Yard, we'll also have some of these audio works housed in boxes at Arbury Community Centre and Meadows Community Centre.
Oh, wow. OK, so what's going to be in there exactly?
Well, there'll be a collection of 24 different audio works which were made in collaboration with communities in North Cambridge. So you'll hear a whole diversity of voices, people who have never made radio before, who have come together and created some short programmes based on things that they're passionate about.
Okay. And how long does the exhibition go on for? And are people going to sort of come in and tour around in the typical way that you would with a traditional exhibition? Or?
Yes, but you can sit and you can listen. So I guarantee it will be a relaxing and meditative experience.
Excellent. All right. So when's it? So the exhibition opens. How long is it running for?
Opens on Friday, and it will be on until the 22nd of April.
Okay. Admission pricing, things like that?
It's free.
That's even more. All right. Well, look, we're going to take another one. We're going to sort of cast our mind back, and we're going to play another one of those clips of yours. Right. So Hannah Kemp Welsh, the sound artist at Kettle's Yard, the lady who was responsible for World Radio Day open house radio here on Cambridge 105 Radio, is in the studio. And we're going to go back now to some of the work that you did for open house radio. Talk us through the piece we're about to hear.
One of the first people that I met in Arbury was a man called James Lees. And he was described to me as a local legend because he's a fantastic singer. He hangs out in Meadows Community Centre and he shares his passion for music with other people by doing something that I can only describe as social care karaoke. So he travels around with a karaoke machine and he sings some old rock and roll hits, but he does so in an inclusive way where he takes his karaoke machine into different spaces where people may not have access to music or may not feel like they can sing, and he encourages people to sing along with him.
Okay, let's hear this.
My name's James Lees. We're in the Meadows Community Centre. That's King's Edges, that's Arbury. And I used to play some fantastic music. People have got some really lovely music. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good if people enjoy it as well. It makes people happy. So that's part of life.
One day I feel so happy. Next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to say I'm the good now with the bad.
Everybody can relate to music, whoever you are, young, old, or what you are. I think that's a big thing in life. We do, for the disadvantaged people, we do a lot of karaoke for the Graduate Cherry Hinton Community Centre, and we put on big dues for the... And I mean, people say, well, oh, I can't sing. I said, everybody can sing. You don't have to be fantastic. Because when we go to Cherry Hinton, and they're all getting up and they're on the microphone and singing and doing different things and getting them talking and all that. But before, there wasn't interacting with anybody. Until we started the rock and roll music, two or three years ago we started it, and these people come from these different clubs, and a lot of the people just sat about, didn't do nothing. But after a few weeks, you could see these people was inspired, getting up on the floor, that had never done this before, you know, people with Down syndrome and all that just sat there, and all of a sudden they was all getting up and grabbing hold of the mic and, you know, doing their own version of what we were doing, and that's brilliant, you know, because they were getting up and they were singing along, they all know what the songs are, and perhaps interpreting in their own different ways, but it was just nice for them to get up and sort of do all the songs and all that, and that's really nice, you know, so I think that's the biggest thing, people getting involved, you know, sort of thing, you know, so.
When you turn and walk away, when I wanna stay, come on, baby, give me your world. I wanna know if you be my girl. Hey, hey, baby.
Mum used to the radio on in the 40s and 50s and listen to all different programs, and she did like singing, and she sang all the songs, and I don't know, one of the Italian songs was Volare. That was in the 50s, and that was sort of humming on to that. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, la pru, dipicadipu. And it was a lovely tune, and it went on. It was lovely, lovely backing. And of course, everybody was singing that. Wherever you went, everybody was whistling it and humming it, and that just sort of stuck in my brain. With me mum and dad, we used to get around the fire and used to sing all the old Cockney songs, and one of my uncles used to play the accordion, and one of the family could play the piano, so that was sort of, you know, seem to associate quite a lot of my life was music. I was in the church, I was in the school choir as well, I was head boy in the church in school. I don't, perhaps because I was brought up with the radio, that I do enjoy it so much, but I mean, myself, I have smooth radio on in the morning, because it's gone back to my era. I sing along to that in the morning, so that's that inspires me, so, you know.
Then when I heard hair from off my shoulder, how could I hurt while holding you? Oh. Oh.
Yeah, I was in a band, yeah, I've been in quite several bands, yeah. And I had my accident, and I come out, and I was in a wheelchair, and still sang with a band in a wheelchair. That's part of my life, singing, and always been, you know. We went all over the place. We went abroad as well. It's all Spain and places like that, and so, you know. We sort of did, well, sort of Butlins and places like that, and sort of, you know, things like that. It was mainly all sort of rock and roll, 50s and 60s stuff and that, so. But I mean, sit out in my garden in the summertime, I've got my karaoke machine out there, I've got a microphone out there, and I can sing along to most of the stuff, you know, so I hope I've inspired somebody else to, well, lots of other people to take it up. I mean, that's a good thing, so, you know. If it makes me happy, why couldn't it make everybody else happy? So, that's, thank you very much.
Why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, next day I feel so sad.
Well, Jim certainly makes me feel happy and very inspired.
That's a great. You were saying about you like the way people talk about language and voices, and there was that, as you say, a sort of Cambridge Norfolk Borders accent in there, and a great. You know, is that there's a life of stories in there, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's so interesting as well how our voices are really part of our identity.
Well, I'm struggling with mine, because mine is not my proper voice at the moment, and I just don't feel like I'm doing the proper... Plus, I'm wearing the wrong headphones today. I don't feel like I'm quite... So there we are. That was a casting our mind back to World Radio Day, Open House Radio, which was the 13th of February. But that's one of the exhibitions, or one of the exhibits you can now see if you come down to Kettle's Yard. That'll
yes,
be in
but
play.
Replace C with here.
Exactly. I know what you mean. Right, just remind us again.
Yes, please come to Hyperlocal Radio, which will be at Kettle's Yard, and Arbury Community Centre and Meadows Community Centre from this Friday to the 22nd of April.
Lovely. And entry is free. And if you missed, because we did a whole day of Open House Radio on World Radio Day, but the big bit for you was the 6 till 7 slot was completely given over to you. How did you get on with that? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, nerve-wracking at first, but I got used to it as the hour progressed and really enjoyed myself.
OK, well, there's a chance to relive that. It's on the Cambridge 105 Radio website if you go to the podcast section anyway, but if that's not your thing, or you don't do podcasts, then this coming Saturday between 3 and 4 p.m, this month's Community Focus will be a rerun of that programme. So there you go, Hannah. You can gather all your friends around the radio in a traditional styly and listen to yourself coming out the speakers. So that'll be Community Focus Open House Radio this coming Saturday between 3 and 4. So plans for the future?
Many. I'm going to Rotterdam to run a project there in a couple of weeks. I'm producing new student resources for art galleries and really looking forward to just creating some new audio works in different contexts.
Well, it's been a real eye-opener, because when this all started right out at the beginning, when we first had these conversations, I mean, we're a radio station, we kind of do sound for a living, so I could see how that would work, but I couldn't quite get my head around sound as an art. But I think you've managed to convince me, and I think you've convinced a lot of other people as well, that it is a thing, and it's an interesting thing. It's a very interesting way to look and to take art in a different direction. So well done.
Thank you. I'm glad you're convinced.
I am, indeed. There's Hannah Kemp-Welsh. She's a sound artist in residence at Kettle's Yard, but not forever. And that exhibition opens on Friday and runs through to towards the end of the month. Not only there, but as well, so Meadows and Arbury Community Centre. Lovely. Lovely to see you again, Hannah. Take care.
Thank you.